For no good reason, completely out of the blue, my very healthy husband had a massive heart attack. And this involved an ambulance, an ICU, and a procedure. And he recovered pretty quickly, but I didn't. And during his recovery, I received an email from the Steinberg Gallery about an event. And this event involved the movie Laughology, a documentary about the history and purpose of laughter, followed by a session of laughter yoga, which I didn't know anything about, but it sounded like just what we needed. So I decided we'd go. We hadn't had an outing for a while, but on the following Friday night, we got ourselves together and went down to the Steinberg Gallery. We arrived a few minutes after 7, and I was pissed because the movie had already started, and I hate that. I hate walking into a movie late. I hate to be late for anything, but especially a movie. And people were already laughing. And there were maybe 20, 25 people in rows watching this film when we found a couple of seats in the back row next to this maybe 30-something couple. And we sat down, and Matt immediately started laughing. He thought it was wonderful. And everybody was laughing. And I just didn't think it was funny. It wasn't very clever. And the historical reenactments were just sort of stupid. And I was just irritated. Plus, the couple next to me wouldn't stop talking, which is so rude. But I couldn't really tell them to be quiet because everyone was laughing. There was so much noise in the room. It just seemed odd. Like, why is this grumpy woman picking on us? So I would just shoot them mean looks, but they never caught my eye. And it did no good, and so I was just mad through the whole movie. And I once in a while glance over at Matt, and his face was turning red, and I was worried. But then I couldn't remember the cardiologist saying anything about raucous laughter. You know, he said no strenuous exercise. So I thought I'd just leave him alone and let him have a good time. Well, after a while in this documentary, they introduced the Indian doctor who invented laughter yoga. And we were shown sessions. And now I really began to panic because these sessions involved the thing I really hate, which is physical contact with strangers. This is people touching each other, doing silly things to make everyone laugh. And I knew I'd have to do this in just a few minutes. The movie ends, everyone applauds. Bob, the leader, asks us all to move our chairs to the wall so we can then have the space for our laughter yoga session. He asks us to stand in a circle, and he explains three of the guidelines for laughter yoga. One is fake it until you make it. So that means just do fake laughter, just ha ha ha, and that will become genuine laughter. The second one was no jokes, no verbal humor, because that's not what this is about. And the third thing was be careful, because you know, 10 minutes of hard laughter is the equivalent of 30 minutes on a growing machine. Well, now I really panicked, because Matt wasn't allowed to do 30 minutes on a growing machine. So I shot him a look, and he mouthed the words, "I'm fine, it's okay." But I knew I'd have to keep an eye on him the whole time. So the first exercise was introduced, and thankfully it was a solo exercise. And it involved kind of waving your arms and saying, ha, ha, ha. And it was amazing how quickly people converted from the fake laughter to the genuine laughter. People were just laughing. Matt was laughing his head off. He was turning red. And I couldn't do it. I could just do the phony ha-has, and I even sounded kind of depressed. I never got it. And then there were more exercises, and now these involved touching. And one of the worst ones was bumper cars, where you move around the room with your hands out like this, and then when you encounter another person, you push off and laugh, ha ha ha, and then you go on to the next person and you push off them and you push off. And I did it a few times, and it was just torture. And so throughout the movie. She had long, curly, dark hair. She was wearing tight little jeans. And I thought, you know, I actually would like to participate in this exercise. And I got back into the traffic, and I aimed for her, and she saw me coming through the spot. And I thought to myself, you know, I am a much more substantial vehicle than the Scout. This is like a minivan bearing down on a Mini Cooper. And I would easily knock her right to the floor, which she deserved. And I would be late for it because it would be like I was having so much fun, I got carried away. So I headed for it, I was bearing down. And just as our hands made contact, I realized violence isn't the answer. That would just be wrong. And I just gave her a light little shove and moved on. So we did a few more exercises. Every once in a while, I would find Matt and check in with him. He kept assuring me that he was all right and he was having a great time. And I was so glad to see him having a good time because 3 weeks earlier, he'd been lying in the hospital with tubes coming out of him. And I tried to bear with everything, never once breaking into genuine laughter. And then Bob said we were going to kind of wrap things up by lying on the floor in two circles of about 10 or 12 people each, lying on your back, heads touching in the middle of the circle, and we were to laugh, totally unprovoked, just laugh, and listen to the sound of the laughter in the room and feel the vibrations of the laughter in the floor. So I ended up lying between Matt and Bob, and Bob gave the signal, and people started laughing, and it really took off. People were really laughing. Not me. And Matt was laughing so hard that he had to kind of lie on his back, raise his knees up so he could slap them. And again, I was so happy to see him so happy. But then I was also angry because I hadn't had any fun. And I had basically the opposite of fun all evening. And I wanted to have fun and I needed to have fun after my awful summer. And then an idea occurred to me of how I could have fun. And I knew that I would have fun if I was able to make these people laugh, make them laugh. And I knew that I could come up with some sort of laugh that was so crazy that it would have an effect on the group. So I took a deep breath and I let out kind of a shrieking cackle that just rang out through the room. And everyone just exploded with laughter. They were hysterical with laughter. It was a great feeling. And I waited a couple minutes, and I did it again, and had the same effect. I did it again and again, and I was drunk with power. It was a great feeling. And I realized that even though Matt was a victim, I wasn't going to stop. I was going to keep going as long as Bob, you know, let this exercise continue. And I did it over and over again, and then after a while, I realized that I was having real, genuine fun and that I was really laughing. And I realized that I loved everyone in the room. I loved them, even the movie talkers. And that I was profoundly grateful that Matt was alive and that he was lying next to me laughing. And I felt great. I hadn't felt that great in a long, long time. So Bob wraps up the exercise by clanging a little gong. And that's our signal now to be quiet. And it was hard for people to be quiet. People couldn't stop the laughter. And it took many minutes for the last person to stop laughing. And he said he was going to lead us through a couple of visualizations. And the first visualization was about a stranger. And I picked someone in the movie. And you were sending them love and good thoughts. And then the second visualization, he said we should choose a person we knew well. And I decided to choose my mother. And he asked us to picture this person and send them love and gratitude. So I pictured my mother's beautiful face. And for a couple of minutes, I really enjoyed being with her. And then for no reason at all, I was suddenly just overcome with sadness, and I began to cry. And I knew that if I cried the way I had been crying the previous few weeks since her death, it would disturb the whole group. It would ruin everyone's experience. It would just be wrong to actually sob out loud. So I held in all sound, and the emotion just came out my eyes, so that there were just floods of tears. I wouldn't have thought I had that much salt water in me. It was just pouring down my cheeks, but I'm lying on my back, so actually it's going into my ears. And I'm swiping and swiping and swiping my face till my sweater is just soaked. And I just continue crying and crying and crying silently like this until Bob clangs the gong and tells us it's time to say goodbye to this person. And I said goodbye to my mother and sat up. And I realized that I had only just begun to mourn. Thank you.